This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago Transit Board has approved a new acting president for the CTA. Current CTA Chief of Staff Nora Learson will take on the interim role. The appointment comes after agency head Dorval Carter announced this week he would be retiring from the job at the end of January. Excitement filled the air as Chicago's first elected school board members took their seats on Wednesday. They're joining members who are still appointed by the mayor. All of them took the oath of office together.
I further swear that I shall respect taxpayer interests by serving as a faithful protector of the school district's assets. I shall encourage and respect the free expression of opinion by my fellow board members.
Soon after being sworn in, board members had their first decisive vote, a rare thing for a school board that usually votes unanimously. Ultimately, a member appointed by the mayor won a vote to become vice president of the board. For two more years, the mayor will continue to appoint the majority of members. A new measure in the Indiana State House would explore letting secession-minded Illinois counties join the Hoosier State. The bill creates the Indiana-Illinois Boundary Adjustment Commission. Indiana House Republicans say it's one of their top legislative priorities this year. The sponsor, Indiana House Speaker Todd Houston, told the Indianapolis Star fed up Illinoisans should join a, quote, low-cost, low-tax state instead of forming a new one. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker scoffed at that idea, calling Indiana a low-wage state.
I don't think that it's very attractive for anybody in Illinois, where wages are higher, where the standard of living is higher, and where we do provide health care for people who are in need.
The Indiana bill targets the nearly three dozen Illinois counties where voters have said they'd like to secede. Both states would need to approve boundary changes, and there's no appetite to do that in Illinois. The Chicago Reader laying off six of its employees. The Reader Institute for Community Journalism, which publishes The Reader, announced Tuesday that the immediate dismissal of the non-union employees was, quote, spurred by an urgent need to reduce costs in order to avoid organizational closure. The Reader Institute for Community Journalism CEO also submitted his resignation earlier this week. Reader leadership says they see a path forward for the free weekly paper through new financial strategies. Weather for today, cold and windy, mostly sunny skies, high near 21. Tonight, cloudy with isolated snow showers this evening and after midnight, low near 9. Tomorrow, clouds, some sun, snow showers in the morning, high near 32. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.